You're listening to the audio production of An Amish Love, Three Amish Novellas by Beth Wiseman, Kathleen Fuller, and Kelly Long, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Brooke Sanford.
A Marriage of the Heart by Kelly Long. Chapter 1.
What did he do?
Abigail Kaufman clutched her hands together and took a deep breath of the cool fall air that drifted in through the open kitchen window. Her father's repeated question and ominous tone had her doubting her actions, but once she began a plan, she usually stuck with it.
I said, just made me feel a little uncomfortable with the way he was kissing me and touching, and I...
Her father's face turned beet red.
I will have words with him.
He clenched and unclenched his heavy hands, and Abigail felt a surge of alarm and deeper indecision.
Father, it was nothing, in truth.
I will have words with the bishop and that boy, and then he'll marry you.
Abigail's eyes widened, the swiftness of her impulsive plan ringing in her ears.
Marry me? But I don't love him.
Her father regarded her with flashing eyes.
Love has nothing to do with marriage. We will go to the bishop and Dr. Knepp, and we will see this solved before morning.
He drew a shaky breath.
When I think of that boy, just baptized today, just accepted into the community, and then daring to trespass upon your honor. Go upstairs and dress in blue. I will bring the buggy round. Hurry!
Abigail turned and fled up the steps. Dress in blue. The color for marrying. She gained her small bedroom and slammed the door closed behind her, leaning upon its heavy wooden support. She saw herself in her bureau mirror, her cheeks flushed, her cup askew upon her white gold hair. She wondered for a strange moment what a mother might say right now, what her mother, whom she'd lost at age 5, would say in this situation. Her heart pounded in her chest. This situation. In truth, Joseph Lambert, with his lean, dark, good looks and earnest eyes behind glasses, had done little more than speak to her and annoy her. She'd just wanted to pay him back a bit for his casual dismissal of her usually touted beauty. And now she was going to have to face his mocking scorn. For she had no doubt he'd laugh outright at the suggestion of an impropriety between the two of them. They'd only been a few dozen feet from where everyone was gathered for the after-service meal, and it would be a bold young man indeed who'd risk anything.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?